A 37-year-old engineer with dual Canadian-Syrian citizenship, Arar was detained in September 2002 at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport, questioned and later deported by a Jordan to Syria, where he alleges he was subjected to torture. He was released in October of 2003. Arar made this statement in televised testimony to a congressional committee on Capitol Hill last year.
I also hope to convey how fragile our human rights have become, and how easily they can be taken from us by the same governments that have sworn to protect them.
In 2006, a Canadian judicial inquiry cleared Arar of any links to terrorists or terrorist groups and criticized an early Canadian federal police description of him as an Islamic extremist. Arar received a formal apology from the Canadian government and was awarded $10 million compensation, but his attempts to sue the U.S. government have been dismissed, and he remains barred from entering the United States. Last week, Homeland Security Inspector General Richard Skinner pointed to additional information, which he did not detail, contradicting one of the conclusions in the department's original report on the Arar case. And Skinner said this about diplomatic assurances given to the United States by Syria regarding the use of torture.
We concluded that assurances upon which INS based Arar's removal were ambiguous regarding the source or authority purporting to bind the Syrian government.
On Tuesday, State Department legal advisor John Bellinger defended the practice of obtaining diplomatic assurances, describing it as part of a process that helps protect Americans from threats.
Simply that a country has a bad human rights record and we may be pounding on them every day with respect to their human rights record doesn't mean that every individual who is returned to that country would be tortured.
These are individual determinations, Bellinger said, while noting that the United States has a legal obligation not to send individuals to countries where, in his words, it is more likely than not that they would be subjected to torture. Critics have described the Arar case as one of extraordinary rendition in which the United States has sent suspected terrorist suspects to foreign countries for interrogation. Bellinger reiterates the Bush administration position that Arar's case falls under the legal framework of an immigration-related deportation.
This is a myth that it is was a rendition. A rendition, as I have always understood the term as a lawyer, is a transfer of an individual outside of the extradition or other legal framework.
Subcommittee Chairman William Delahunt questions the reliability of diplomatic assurances involving torture.
It is a matter of policy to ask people to make these kind of decisions that inherently are going to result in mistakes, further mistakes. It's a policy that really needs to be reviewed.
One panel Republican Congressman Joe Pitts asked if members of Congress could examine specific diplomatic assurances on torture received from foreign governments. Such details, Bellinger responded, are part of U.S. government foreign affairs functions and not normally provided to Congress. That brought a rebuke from Congressman Delahunt, who said any lawmaker should have a right to obtain such information. An attorney for Arar has said it is clear U.S. officials knew he would be tortured or was likely to be if sent to Syria, pointing to Inspector General Skinner's description of diplomatic assurances in the Arar case as ambiguous. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice acknowledged in congressional testimony last year that the Arar case was not handled properly, saying, in her words, the United States absolutely does not wish to transfer anyone to any place in which they might be tortured. Patrick Leahy, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, urged the Bush administration last week to provide what he called a full explanation of the Arar matter and to follow the Canadian government's example in accepting responsibility. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.